AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The battleground state of Wisconsin was the focus of both presidential campaigns today. Ed Donahue has a look.
Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz were in Eau Claire.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Harris says she wants America to look forward, and Donald Trump wants to hold on to the past. She talked about freedom, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government telling her what to do.
Also in Eau Claire was Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. He's been listening to the Democrat rhetoric.
They're going to try to call us weird for the next 93 days. And what's going to happen is the American people aren't going to care about it because they don't care about some tagline written by a social media intern. They care about which president and which vice president is going to make their country better.
Donald Trump told Fox News he wants to debate Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox, but suggested openness to debating on ABC News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Officials from Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration have been facing questions about the door plug that blew off a 737 MAX jetliner in mid-flight earlier this year. At a hearing, National Transportation Safety Board Chief Jennifer Homendy told them,
"The problem is, if you have a well-functioning quality management system and a well-functioning safety management system and a positive safety culture, this accident should have never happened. This should have been caught years ago."
Tropical Storm Debbie's lingering over coastal Georgia and the Carolinas. Forecasters say it could regain strength over the Atlantic before moving inland again. And residents in Alaska's capital, Juneau, are cleaning up swamped homes after an ice dam burst. Alyssa Fisher says the water came fast.
I figure I would have time to think about it, but there was just so much stuff to do. I didn't think about anything else, but like, let's get everybody out and we'll deal with the rest later.
This is AP News. U.S. gold in track and field.
Quincy Hall became the latest American to electrify Olympic track and field with a dramatic comeback, sprinting from far behind in the 400 meters to reel in three runners and capture the gold medal. Hall, buried in fourth place as the runners rounded the last bend, outran the runner on his outside, then two more to the inside to cross the line in 43.40 seconds. He is the first American since LaShawn Merritt in 2008 to win the one-lap race. Kenneth Rooks won the silver medal in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase. Rooks had the lead heading into the home stretch and was looking to pull off a massive upset before being overtaken. In skateboarding, American Tom Schaar captured the silver medal in the men's park event. American Tate Carew, who entered the competition at number one in the world skate rankings, finished fifth. And Hampton Morris took home bronze for the U.S. in men's 61-kilogram weightlifting. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.